from the island of Kauai, greetings of the Spirit, and love to each dear friend who walks with us on this golden path of light. Usually, ideas beyond human understanding require thousands of years before they penetrate human consciousness. At one time, the Holy Spirit declared to both Abraham and Moses, "The place whereon thou standest is holy ground." But as you know, the magnitude of these divine words did not dawn on the human mind. It was unprepared to receive them. Again, this time through Jeremiah and Ezekiel, the Holy Spirit declared, "I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. I will put my law in their inward parts. I will give them one heart and one way. I will put a new spirit within you. I will take the stony heart out of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh." This was a mystical code, again, not understood by the human mind. It was introducing God's will into human consciousness. And this code holds the key to your salvation and my salvation, and to the salvation of mankind. It contains God's solution for the survival of every individual who walks this earth. God's solution for disease, for world starvation, for nuclear radioactivity. God's solution for the fires and floods and earthquakes and tornadoes and volcanoes and every disaster that devastates our modern world. So look closely at those passages, if you will. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 33. Also chapter 32, verse 39, and then Ezekiel, chapter 11, verses 19 and 20. Expose those verses to your soul, and you'll discover a secret glory, a glory that Spirit offers to every single initiate who is dedicated to living on earth, here and now, as the divine Son of God. These words of God invite you and your fellow man to live now in your divine body. And I, the Holy Spirit of God, will walk inside you. I will abide with you. I will guide you. I will love you, protect you. I will be your eternal life. Now ask yourself, how could God give mankind one heart? How could God take out the stony heart of their flesh and then give them a heart of flesh. Had God made a mistake the first time? Had God given mankind a bad heart? Was God now going to give man a good heart? What is a stony heart of flesh? And why was God replacing it with a heart of flesh? Spirit was revealing and preparing the soul of man to become aware of the divine body that is indestructible, eternal, immortal, ageless, timeless, your divine body. Instead of the material sense of body, the human form we think we live in, which is not created by God, and therefore not subject to the control of God. God was saying in those words, a new heart and a new way, that there is a body that is not subject to disease, not subject to disaster, suffering, and death itself. God was saying, nobody can be sick in a body created by God. Nobody can die in a body created by God. All sickness and all death on earth occur only in bodies not created by God. Bodies not controlled by God. Because God is the only power. And therefore, whatever God does not control cannot have real existence. The idea was too vast, and it was too early in man's mental development for such spiritual ideas to have any specific meaning for the material-minded human race. But the seed was planted. Centuries later, Paul unveiled the divine body of man, not as a future event, not as something that would happen later in time, not something dependent on man's evolution. He revealed the divine body of man as a living fact, as the true reality of every man. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Here was Paul revealing God's will, God's plan, that you live in your divine body. And also that by continuing to live in what you call your human body, you are violating the will of God. And death is the inevitable result. When you do not live in your divine body, you are defiling the temple. And you are separating yourself from divine life. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? Which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Again, Paul reveals that if you are not receiving the Holy Ghost. It is because you are not living in the body that God gave you. You are living in your false concept of body. A third time, Paul repeats the secret truth. This time he adds a very special word to his message. Ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Come out from among them who dwell in mortal bodies, and be separate, and touch not the unclean thing. The unclean thing is our human concept of body. In other words, live in the temple of God. In all spiritual literature, no words are more sacred or more misunderstood. Paul had learned the mighty secret of the Hebrew prophets. He had discovered that the separation between God and man is illusion. There is no God up there and no man down here. There is only God everywhere. Paul took God out of heaven, out of the sky, and he declared that the Spirit of God now walks this earth as the invisible body of every man. He was 2,000 years ahead of his time, 2,000 years ahead of science and religion, presenting a truth so advanced, so staggering, that even today in the space age, the human mind is still baffled by Paul's discovery, and the human body still suffers and dies, and man still believes God is up there and the human race down here. We still accept imperfect, defective human bodies of flesh as the creations of God. And in doing so, we continue to defile the temple by ignoring and denying the presence of our own divine body, which is the temple of God, which is the creation of God, which is the instrument of God, and which is as perfect and eternal as God. 20 centuries after Jesus and after Paul, the religions of the world still believe that God created the bodies of babies and then let millions of them starve to death or grow up to be gunned down on battlefields, or to be ravaged by disease, disaster, and other atrocities. We must take another look at ourselves. When Paul declares, he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, he is alerting mankind that death can be avoided, that disease can be avoided, that suffering can be avoided by living in the divine body created by God. When he says, the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life, He is emphasizing that the grace and life of God only flow through the divine body of man. And finally, when he makes the incredible statement that there is neither male nor female, he is stating unequivocally that the physical body of male and female are both mental images, neither created, governed, maintained, or sustained by the power of God. Paul is telling the world that God is not the creator of human bodies. And for 2,000 years, this truth has been too difficult for mankind to assimilate. Instead, we have accused God of creating defective bodies that die, vulnerable bodies that are helpless against the invasion of germs, deteriorating bodies that age and decay, hungry bodies that starve to death, and paralyzed bodies that have been mutilated and deprived of their life power. In declaring that God created them, we are not worshiping God, we are worshiping a monster. Today, in this eighth lesson of our mystical series, we are not turning away from the Holy Spirit, which spoke through the prophets, nor are we defiling the temple of God. We are not sowing to the flesh. We are not pretending that we can continue living in human bodies under divine grace at the same time. And equally important, we are not going to ignore the words of a modern prophet who had the spiritual integrity and the divine ordination to step forward and to bring us face to face with truth that mankind has tried to avoid. There is no truth about a physical body because it is only a concept. You'll find that statement on page 110 of The Art of Spiritual Healing by Joel Goldsmith. There's no truth about a physical body because it is only a concept. And here's another. There are no human beings. You'll find that statement on page 123 of Joel's book, God, the Substance of All Form. And here's another. My body has neither youth nor age. It is as ancient as God and as young as each new day. That's on page 112, The Art of Spiritual Healing. Today, we are in the doing stage, more than the talking stage. Today we are facing a truth whose time has come, that the human body is not the instrument or the creation of God, that the Son of God has a divine body, not a human body. That we have the responsibility and the power to live now in the divine body that God created, the body that never ages, that never suffers, and never dies. Under the grace of God, obedient to the expressed will of God, and independent of the material powers that govern human bodies. man has tried to worship God and has failed. Because God must be worshipped in his temple. And that temple is the divine body of man. To worship God while living in a human body, not created by God, is actually a separation from God. We cannot have two bodies, one spirit and one matter, one divine and one human. We cannot be the opposite of what we are. We cannot reject our divine body without rejecting our own self. We cannot live in a body that dies and live in our divine body at the same time. All of these paradoxes and rejections of the divine will must be terminated if we wish to show forth the glory of God and to make the word flesh. Only our divine body can bring forth divine manifestation. Only our divine body can be an instrument for God. And so it is the dying to the human sense of body and the rebirth to the conscious experience of our divine body which now constitutes our obedience and our dedication to the will of God. We practice the presence of God by practicing the presence of our divine body now. We no longer have a God up there and a me down here. We no longer make the Son of God a future event. We no longer honor a tomorrow God and a tomorrow Son of God by continuing to live in human bodies today. What we have lived in for most of our lifespan is not our body, but our sense of body. We've lived in bodies that can become hungry, sick, but God made no such bodies. We've lived in mental images. We've lived in mental bodies, governed by mental laws, not governed by divine law. We have not lived in our body. We have lived in our material sense of body. We thought that body and sense of body were one and the same. They are not. And now we are ready to correct our false concept of body and to enter into the new covenant. We are ready to enter our mystical body, which never dies. We are ready to enter the new heart. We are ready to enter our soul realization of the mystical body. We are ready to know the truth about our real body, which makes us free. There are very specific and basic disciplines that we must practice in order to break material sense. And before we discuss these disciplines and apply them, it would be very beneficial, I think, if we listened to several important revelations about your mystical body that have been made by Joel. I, says Joel, was here before I was conceived in my mother's womb. Sound familiar? Do you not know that in our true identity we are Melchizedek, having neither mother nor father? That statement is on page 113, The Art of Spiritual Healing. Another, mortals constitute the illusion. They constitute that which has no existence. How then is it possible to link a spiritual truth with that which has no existence? It cannot be done. Do not try it. You cannot heal a human being. And I cannot heal a human being. If it could be done, God would have done it long before we attempted it. The sum and substance of the healing work is the realization. Get this. The sum and substance of the healing work is the realization that there are no human beings. That God is the only infinite being. Please look at that on page 123 in Joel's book, God, the Substance of All Form. And now let's go back to page 112 in The Art of Spiritual Healing. A very key paragraph in your ongoing awareness of the divine body. My body, says Joel, has neither qualities nor quantities of good or of evil. It has neither sickness nor health. It is neither large nor small. It has neither life nor death. My body is the temple of God. God's substance, expressed as form, embodying and including all the qualities and quantities which constitute God, the I Am, the soul. My body has neither youth nor age. It is as ancient as God and as young as each new day. My body is not governed by laws of matter or of mind, but by the grace of God. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. God is the light of my body. In my body is neither material darkness nor mental ignorance, for God is a light unto his holy temple, which my body is. God unfolds, discloses, and reveals himself as body, as temple, a place of holiness and peace. God's grace maintains and sustains his body, which my body is. I would like now, on that note, the acceptance that your body now is the divine body of God, and that you have no physical body. You have one divine body. On that note, let us be silent. Let us hold a truth, stabilizing it, and then as we become aware that we are accepting what God has been presenting to mankind since the so-called birth of man, let yourself rise even above human thought into the sacred place of the Most High. Where there is no human thought. And rest there quietly. Later you can come back to the same place. And later you can turn off your recorder at this point and just dwell in the knowledge of your divine body. But while you're resting there now, we will press on to the ninth lesson. I really cannot stress
or overstress the importance of what we are trying to do today. We wish to walk on hallowed ground. In a sense, we are separating those who are dedicated and those who are not. We are saying, henceforth, we who walk the path know no man after the flesh. We are saying to those of you who have come this far and who wish to go further, that the next step is one of the most difficult you will ever take. But it is possible, and it is necessary if you wish to fully obey the will of God. Learning how to live in your mystical body, which never ages and never dies, is the secret of rebirth. It is also the secret of spiritual power, of grace, of freedom, and it is the secret of transition from man of earth to son of God. We will now concern ourselves in this lesson with the basic truths and the spiritual exercises that open your soul faculties and lead to the consistent daily experience of your mystical body, which is the true temple of God. You should realize, perhaps, that all spiritual healing takes place first in the mystical body and then appears as harmony or healing in what we call our physical body. It's the ability of the practitioner to live in the mystical body, which is the secret of all absent healing. The reason is very simple and very astounding. There is only one mystical body. When Jesus lived in his mystical body, he was automatically living in the mystical body of every patient who ever came to him. When a patient came to Jesus and entered his consciousness, that patient was actually entering his own mystical body. And so the contribution of Jesus was to stand in the secret place of the Most High, the mystical body, which is the body of God and of man, and of the human race, and to let the patient share the experience of the one divine mystical body. And that's why Jesus said, I of mine own self can do nothing. It's the Father within who doeth the works. Now that's principle number one. Your mystical body, my mystical body, are the same body. Your mystical body is infinite. It's the body of all who walk this earth, and all who seemingly have passed from this earth, and all who seemingly are still unborn. One infinite mystical body, which is the infinite body of God, is your true divine body now. That is why your mystical body never dies. But it is of very little value to you unless you live in it. Just as the perfection of your mystical body when you're conscious of it, appears as healing in your physical body, so do all the divine qualities of your mystical body, when you're conscious of it, appear as needed in your daily life. Children die of hunger, but not because of God's will, but because they are ignorant of God's will, which declares, you must live in your mystical body, or you will destroy yourself. Now, this is divine law. Call it hard truth if you will. But our ignorance of this law is responsible for all the unnecessary suffering on earth. Your divine body is the temple of God. And this is where the law of God is always functioning. When you do not abide in that temple daily, you are not under divine law. And that is the same as defiling the temple. You separate yourself from divine law, and so you destroy yourself. And this is what Paul meant. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, when he declared, if a man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. Once you know the law, then the real discipline begins. If you stay in the temple, you're under the perfect God government. If you step out of the temple, you're under the government of the world mind, which, as you know, can tear you to pieces, invade your body with germs, drown you in a flood, or cause your heart to stop beating. This simple principle was so earth-shaking to King Solomon that he spent years building his magnificent temple as a symbol for mankind of the mystical body temple where man walks with God. When you live consciously in this invisible temple, you will be surprised to discover that the fire does not consume you. The bullets of the assassin do not touch you. Nuclear fallout cannot contaminate you. Germs cannot overpower you. And even crucifixion cannot kill you. In this mystical body, Jesus Christ remained alive during and after crucifixion of his visible form. And Enoch, the Hebrew patriarch, walked off the face of the earth into eternal life. In this mystical body, the comatose girl recovered. The leper was cleansed. And the storm became calm. In this mystical body, loaves and fishes were distilled out of the invisible essence. If you believe in this mystical body, the work that Christ does, you shall do. And even greater works shall you do. For the scope of your spiritual power is determined by the degree to which you fulfill or violate this irrevocable divine law. Now let's get into the doing. Perhaps we'll have 3, 4, or 5 meditations, one right after the other, without a pause. And you will have to go back to these later to unscramble them and see the germ in each that you must make your own. But we want a rising continuity, and it begins right here, right now. Really get rid of this world. Kick your shoes off if you feel like it. Get comfortable, relax, get back there and be ready to give yourself away to your own divine body. Many people try to get out of this physical body. Many teachings tell you how to roam in it and go places and return with a memory of what you saw. It's a lot of fun. It's not the Christ way. It's only partial. It's only fragmentary. In fact, it's an escape from the truth. The truth is that you can never get out of your physical body. Begin right there. You can never get out of your physical body because you never had one. You are not in your physical body now. That right arm of yours, would you say that you're in your right arm? Suddenly it will hit you that you're not there in that right arm. If they take that right arm away, you'll still be here, won't you? Now try to see that just as you're not in the right arm, you're not in the body either. You really are not. This aging body, this mental concept, is your sense of body. You are not in it. You are in your mystical body now. You have always been in it. You simply didn't know it. Rest now knowing my divine body is present. It is here. It is my only body. I do not have two bodies, one that dies and another that lives. I have one body. It is divine. It is invisible. It is the creation of God. It is the body of God. It is my mystical body. I am resting in it now. I am coming out of the belief in physical bodies. I am free. I am unconfined. I am not a body of clay. I am spirit. My body is not aging or dying. My body can never be sick or suffering. The only body God gave me is my divine body. When you see me, you see the Father. There is no physical person here. That is our step today. Are you taking that step? If your heart says yes, we are moving into the recognition of our mystical body. Where does your mystical body end? Nowhere. Where does it begin? Nowhere. Where is your mystical body? Wherever God is. I and the Father are one. Where is God? God is everywhere. Where is your mystical body? My mystical body is everywhere. It is a real body. It is the only body that exists. There is no other. My mystical body is the only body that ever will exist. It and the body of God are one and the same. I accept it. I am accepting the secret of the ages. The body of God and my body are one infinite, invisible, divine body. Now I must learn to apply this to daily living. There's my neighbor. And there's my neighbor's wife. And there's my neighbor's son. And there's my neighbor's dog. I see four or five different bodies. But there is only one divine body. One mystical body. It is my mystical body. It is my neighbor's mystical body. Step number two. There are no physical bodies anywhere. There is only the one divine body of God, the mystical body of man. Step number three. Consciously remove all space between bodies. And this you will do later when your eyes are open, and we will discuss it now. Make it a point for 5 days. And really, you can't underestimate the importance of this. For 5 days, make it a point that whenever you see a group of people, know that there is no space between their bodies, and that there is no space between their bodies and your body. Do it consciously. When you see five people, dissolve the space between their bodies consciously. And know that all that is there is the one invisible body of God. Your mystical body. That joins you all in one mystical body. And unless you do this consciously, you will not be accepting your mystical body. I have done this exercise. I have seen what it does. I have seen that within a short time, within less than the 5 days, you are looking everywhere and recognizing your invisible mystical body where people appear. And this is part of living in your mystical body. Hold the silence. Your mystical body is always the only body present, no matter where you are. And while you are listening with your eyes closed, hear this from Joel. Every relationship in life is based on the belief that there are two or more of us. Two or more of us in the home, two or more of us in the business. All spiritual truth, on the other hand, is based on the fact that there is only one I, one consciousness, one soul, one spirit, and I am that I am. All that the Father hath is mine. All that is true of I is true of the Son. You'll find that on page 123. God, the substance of all form. And to Joel's statement, you might add, there is only one body. And so we are now today declaring that I am going to remain conscious of my one infinite divine body, which is everywhere. And I am going to accept all truth that naturally is relevant to that basic truth. Because there is no other body than the one mystical body, my body is unopposed. Whatever appears that is unlike my one divine body must be an image and thought. And so we are saying that all of God's truth is functioning now in my one mystical body. All needs are already fulfilled. All truth is already complete. All that God is, I already am. I am resting in the one divine body of God, the one divine body of all who walk the earth, and I can face and will face every human problem with that knowledge, the knowledge of one body. The opposite can never be true of divine truth. My one divine body, which is my only body, is neither young nor old, human or material, never imperfect, never temporary, never begins in time or ends in time, is never separate from itself, is never controlled by the world mind, is never incomplete, never lacks, is never under any material law. This one divine body is made of divine substance, activated by divine life, guided by divine intelligence, completely under divine law. This is my God body, my mystical body, my only body, always perfect, always functioning perfectly, always alive, always complete, always self-maintaining, always independent of material needs and material powers, always under grace, always manifesting divinity, always divinely controlled. And I can say, as Paul did, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, because I have discovered my Christ body, my infinite divine body, which is always invincible, indestructible, unopposed, infinite, the one and only body of the universe. And all qualities that are not in my divine body are figments of the imagination. That is only our first step. We are learning to stand in the truth that our divine body is here and not in our future. That our divine body is here and not in the sky. That the place whereon we stand is truly holy ground, because our holy body, our immortal body, our eternal body is now our only body. Please practice these exercises individually, and then later you can run them together collectively as we just have done. Work with them, live with them, in 5 days of doing some of these things, you'll be astounded how aware you are that you are not a physical form, and you will be prepared to receive higher levels of divine will. You will be prepared to perceive through your soul what mortal man can never know.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under thy feet, because he hath set his love upon thee. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and show honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And so now we stand in the sanctuary of the soul, the secret place of the Most High, resting in the sweet confidence of the one eternal presence with which I am forever one. For it is I, and I am that I am. Rest as long as you feel the descending peace of the Father. Until that glorious hour when you truly experience the mystical body that is forever.